In 162 CE, Galen went to Rome, and again he introduced himself to the city through a series of sensational public demonstrations. So successful did this prove that he was appointed personal physician to the emperor, Marcus Aurelius. He was also appointed to look after the emperor's young son, Commodus. And when Marcus Aurelius left Rome to fight a war against the German tribes in the north, he left the boy in Galen's care. It appears that Galen, using his experience from Pergamon, may well have treated Commodus as if he were training him to be a gladiator. By the time he succeeded his father at the age of 19, Commodus was a tremendous athlete. Later, when the young emperor attended the games at the Circus Maximus in Rome, he insisted on taking part. This so delighted the crowds that it went to the young emperor's head. He began to spend huge sums of money on increasingly lavish spectacles. At one event, he is said to have killed 100 lions with 100 spears. To pay for this extravagance, he raised taxes from the richest citizens in the city, the senators. They objected to this, and eventually a group of senators paid another gladiator, named Narcissus, to murder Commodus while he was in the bath. This was a very dangerous time to be in Rome, especially if you were associated with a powerful figure like the emperor, as Galen was. If the emperor fell, most of his close friends and followers were usually executed or sent into exile. However, Galen went on to serve as personal physician to two more Roman emperors, so either he was extremely diplomatic, or he was just such a good doctor that the Romans simply couldn't afford to get rid of him. Galen continued to dissect animals and to compare their anatomies. In the course of his studies, he discovered that the kidneys produced urine, which was then deposited in the bladder. He realized that the spine was central to the nervous system and the control of important muscles. He noticed that veins and arteries were constructed differently, so, following his belief in Aristotle's teaching, he assumed that they must have different functions. He discovered that the blood in the arteries was bright scarlet, while the blood carried in the veins was a purplish colour. He observed that when blood passed from the heart to the lungs, it changed colour from purple to...